currently a national anthem. Oskido, Tandisa Mazwai and Tiga, Ayazizel as a track. And then we kicked off the second hour of the show with Montel Jordan, Get It On Tonight. A classic of note, if ever there was, is Car Drive. We're on the streets. We are on the air. We are everywhere. So, yesterday, in the office, if you've ever been to the Kaya offices, they're pretty well laid out. Huge, ample space, two kitchens on each floor. You know, the stuff of Afropolitan life, basically. And so, wow. Tyraline Franks was having a meal yesterday, and she walked into the kitchen that's closest to a production studio, and there she found Spa, who was our former technical producer, because now I work with KG. Spa was speaking to, who was he speaking to? Tulu?
Me.
Oh, you. He was speaking to the MVP.
Who was eating.
And they're all eating.
Yeah.
Tyraline Franks decides to warm up her food, and then she moved away from them and went to go sit in a corner facing a wall, from what I'm told. I wasn't there. I'm just listening to a story. Is this true, Tyraline Franks?
It was a window, not a wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you went to the window, to the wall. Okay. Now, why did you move away from them? You didn't want to eat with them?
One, I was thinking, what would Sandile do in the situation?
Social
distancing. We encourage to do that. And the other thing is, like, I'm just used to, like, having meals by myself at work. So I'll chill in the kitchen and I'll eat all by myself. And that's, like, a standard thing for me.
When I heard the story, I've got to say, it reminded me of, because I usually go out all by myself. Like, I'll go to restaurants by myself. I'll go watch a movie by myself.
Yeah.
But some people think that's weird.
Mm, yeah.
Is that weird?
I mean, yesterday's situation was very much weird.
Yeah.
Because here's me and Spa in the kitchen. And we also, like, having a conversation with Tyraline. And then she's just like, okay, guys, I'm talking to you, but from a distance. And it was just like the three of us in the kitchen, so there's ample social distancing. So I felt really touched, but I remember going to have breakfast, and I think I was by myself. I didn't have anyone, and I was hungry, wanting to sit down. I was there for 20 minutes straight, because I just felt weird being by myself and having breakfast. So, and people were there with, like, their people, so I was just like, no, I'm going to eat very quickly and then bounce.
I can imagine you'd feel weird. Yes. Sandman, though, I mean, obviously now you got a wife and a kid, so I don't think you're able to do that. But I think maybe before that, you would have been the sort of person who goes out solo all the time, no?
Absolutely. And I loved it and I enjoyed it. So, two things. Where it started from was from being broke.
Yeah.
You know, when you eat alone, because so you don't want to go out with Sizwe where they're going to be ordering weird things. You just like, bruh, just bring me just the bread. It's fine.
Yeah.
So it started from there. And then because you also broke, you don't want to eat out with people because people then expect you to buy you stuff. Remember that topic? You take Ukinelo to the mall. Now she wants a 3-course meal on your account.
Wow.
And Mali.
Yeah.
So it started from there. And then I started enjoying it. And then I was like, you know what? There's actually nothing wrong with eating alone. But on Tyraline Franks' point quickly, I agree with her. That's the responsible thing to do.
Dango.
And Kinelwe, they're the two loudest, one of the two loudest people at Kaya. So when you're eating in that small kitchen, masks are off. Not only is chicken flying in your face, there's also COVID, guys. Well done, Tyraline. Don't feel bad.
She does.
Thank you.
The Omni was in there. It was in there.
Dude.
Okay. No, we hear you, Sandman. And now let's hear you. Give us a shout. Do you have a problem going out by yourself? 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. Going out, you're all by your lonesome. Is that a problem for you or not? Nah?